Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We begin on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph on the top line. The pasuk says in Yeshaya Ilchein, Hechiva Sh'ol Nafshab, Gehenim has opened up its mouth, Upara Pi Olav Lichloik, Amar Resh Lakish. What does the pasuk mean with the words Lichloik? Explains the Gemara, Mishai Afil Choik Echad. Torah is teaching us that even somebody who doesn't do one of the mitzvahs of the Torah is going to have Gehenim. Amar Rav Yochanan says, Rav Yochanan, Lo nichla maraya d'amrit lehochi. We don't find that such an interpretation of the pasuk is acceptable. Ella, he says, on the contrary, if somebody, afilo lamar el choyk achad, on the contrary, if just one mitzvah was performed by this individual, it's enough that he should not fall into Gehenim. And how do we understand this machlokes? So I saw a pshat that we know that there are tarjag mitzvahs, shesa remach mitzvahs asay, shesa alois asay. All of them are connected to the avram of the person, the gidim of the person. The mitzvahs that we do and the averus that we don't do are what give us life. So explains the Taras Chaim. The Rish Lakish's opinion is that if somebody is missing even doing just one mitzvah, so that individual is an individual who can't have life, because that organ or that vein that is connected to that mitzvah or avera doesn't have a way to survive. And therefore, his opinion is that the only way a person could avoid going to Gehenim is by the fulfilling of all mitzvahs. Whereas the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan is thus the opposite. Once somebody was careful with one mitzvah and one aveira, so that gives that person some level of existence, and once he has some level of existence, that's how he's able to give life to his entire being. Klaus Magareba says, the pasuk says that v'v'satam v'v'atam elhim acherim. The pasuk means to say, he says, that since somebody leaves the Derech HaTorah, once somebody leaves the Derech HaTorah, the life, he goes down a slippery path. So he wants to suggest that everybody agrees that just violating one aveira, just not doing one mitzvah, is not enough that a person should fall into Gehenim. Rather, what he means is it becomes a slippery slope, and therefore there's no machloikas here. Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish agree that just because the person doesn't have to violate the entire Torah to be considered that he violated, they should go to Gehenim. The concern of Rish Lakish is that because he did one Avera, Avera Gereris Avera, that Avera brings him to do another Avera. Whereas the opinion, and therefore Rish Lakish is already concerned with the violation of one. On the other hand, Rish Lakish's opinion is just the opposite. Once somebody does one mitzvah, that gives him chiyus, that gives him a way to live. And once it gives him a way to live, that will go further. But then I saw that another pshat, the Sefer Shabbos Rabbim explains. We know there's a concept in Kol HaTorah Kula of Chatzi Shir Osa Min HaTorah. If somebody does just a partial aveira, it's Osa Midaraisa. The same thing is Bechatz Shir is of a mitzvah, also is considered that he did a mitzvah. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that even if somebody just did part of a mitzvah, that's enough to give him life. Whereas according to Rish Lakish, he doesn't agree to Chatz Shir. He says you have to do the whole shir, you have to do all the mitzvahs, and in the absence of being able to do all the mitzvahs, Rish Lakish is concerned that doesn't mean that you fulfill the. It means that you really haven't fulfilled all the mitzvahs. And once you haven't fulfilled all the mitzvahs, we have to be concerned about Gehenim. The pasuk says, "V'hayu b'chalaris nom Hashem pishnayim Ba yichrusu yigvu hashlishi shivasaba. The pasuk is teaching us that 2/3 will die when Mashiach comes, and 1/3 will remain alive. And here too, the Gemara says a discussion. What does this pasuk mean? Rish Lakish means that it doesn't mean that 2/3 of the entire world will perish, and 1/3 will remain. Rather, and Shlishi Shoshem, that only 1/3 of the descendants of Shem will only survive, because he says that Vishlishis means the Torah doesn't use the word Shlish, the pasuk uses the word Shlishis, and that means part of the 1/3 of the descendants of Shem, of Apach Hashad, from Klal Yisrael came, will survive when Mashiach comes. And that's why. That means even 2/3 of Shem's descendants will not survive, and certainly the rest of the world will perish, says the Gemara. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. And when Rabbi Yochanan heard this interpretation, he was not happy. He says, "Lenich lemrai da'amet lehachi." That is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear, that there's going to be so little left when Mashiach comes. Elafliu shlish shonoyach. Even 1/3 of all the Bnei Noyach will survive. So certainly, 1/3 of the world doesn't include all of Klal Yisrael. It's much more. And what he's saying is that certainly all of Klal Yisrael will survive, and more than just all of Klal Yisrael will survive. Some of the Umas HaOlam will also survive. Says the Gemara, the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, "Kenochi ba'alti b'chem l'kati eschem echad mi'ir shnayim l'mishpacha." Amrei Shlakish. The pasuk should be interpreted literally, and the Torah is teaching us that only one or two of a family will survive. And again, comments Rabbi Yochanan. It's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear. If there's a city, one person in the city will survive. One person is enough to keep the entire city to survive. But when it comes to a family, for a family, you're going to have 2 people of the family that act appropriately, that are mezaken as kol mishpacha kula. And of course, it's at first glance, this is a very difficult Gemara to understand, because there are more people in a city than there are in a family. So shouldn't a city need more tzaddikim than a family? Says this Riaf, Sefer in the Ein Yaakov. He says that a tzaddik in a city has the ability to protect everybody in the city, and that includes his family members that live in the city. But people not in the city, who are not in his proximity, he doesn't have the power to protect. But if there are 2 tzaddikim, even though those 2 tzaddikim are not living in the same, that those 2 tzaddikim are not living in the same city, it doesn't make a difference. Once you have 2 tzaddikim, they have the ability to protect everybody. In other words, what he's saying is that a person in proximity could give more protection versus somebody who's not in the city. The Ben Yoyada has a different shot. A tzaddik that lives in the city has a lot of power, and therefore he could protect the entire city. But a tzaddik on a family, they don't have that connection necessarily as neighbors do. And since the neighbors, that is why they're not in his vicinity, we need to have 2 tzaddikim. But then I saw the Ben Yoyada says another pshat. He says, if you have a city that's all Rishoyim, and then you have 1 tzaddik in that city, let's think about that tzaddik. That tzaddik must be an incredible tzaddik, because here he's living in a city of Rishoyim, and he's still a tzaddik. And therefore, since he's such a great tzaddik, he has the ability to protect the entire city. But when it comes to the family that isn't living in his vicinity, and therefore they're not able to influence him in a negative way, the fact that he's a tzaddik is not such a big deal, and it is in no way an indication that this person is such a great tzaddik. Since these people are not necessarily such great tzaddikim, therefore we need two tzaddikim to save that family. Says the Gemara, Yosef Kanaka made the Rav Yosef Kama. The pas dvarim kiksovim. The pasuk should be understood poshup shat. Amalei Rava, to which Rava said lo nichle marai damalei hocha. I'm not satisfied with explaining the pasuk that way, that there will only be so few people that will survive. Rather, way I understand the pasuk, echem mizak kalir, as we just explained, one person from a city has the ability to protect the entire city, v'shnayim mishpacha, and two people from a family have the ability to protect the entire family. Says the Gemara Chazia, the Gemara tells us a story of Kahana. They saw the Rav Kahana was washing his hair when he was supposed to be learning, and then he came to learn by his Rebbe Rav. Amalei, so Rav said to Rav Kahana, Amalei, the Pashup Shad in the Pasuk is, the Rav was saying that you will not be alive anymore. Amalei, so Rav Kahana said to Rav, Mele Kalaitli, when you make this kind of a comment, you're cursing me. Amalei, Kra Kamina, I'm saying Pashup Shad in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Leitimtsa, Torah, you won't find Torah, but Mish Mechaya Atzmalea. Somebody who tries to live a life that includes Olam Hazeh, that is concerned about how he looks and how he dresses, that person cannot be successful in learning. But I saw that the Ein Eliyahu takes this a step further. He wasn't criticizing him for taking care of himself. We have the obligation to take care of ourselves. Rather, the criticism was that when your Rebbe is giving a shiur, that's not the time to start thinking about how you look. The time that your Rebbe is giving a shiur is the time that you should be concentrating on learning, and your looks should be found in another place. But the Pashup Shat Mashal says is that Torah cannot succeed by people who are involved with Olam Haza. Tanya, Reb Shemai Omer, Nemar, the Pasuk says by Yitzis Mitzrayim, V'lkachti Eschem li la'om. V'nemar, V'esi Eschem, says the Gemara, Makash Yitziyosim in Mitzrayim, the Torah speaks about the leaving to Mitzrayim, Yitziyosim, L'biyosim L'oretz, to our experience as we will come to Eretz Yisrael. Ma biyosim L'oretz, as we will enter Eretz Yisrael, Shnayim, Meshub ben Nun, Kol ben Yefuna, Meshishim Ruba, they were the only ones that survived. Everyone else did not survive. Af Yitziyosin Mitzrayim, Shnayim Meshishim Ruba, that just like they came to the soul just two, so too when they're going to leave to left Mitzrayim was two of 600,000. Amar Rava, it says Rava, that too will happen when Mashiach comes, that there's only going to be very few people that will survive when Mashiach comes. Shnema, V'antra Sham Kimei Nurea, Kiyoyim Elois Meretz Mitzrayim. Our experience by Mashiach will be similar to our experience as we left Mitzrayim. Tanya, Amar Blazer Rabbi Yossi, Pamachs Nechnasti, Alexander Shem Mitzrayim. I once entered the city of Alexander Shem Mitzrayim. Umitzosi Zokin Echod, and I found an elderly Mitzri, Vamli Ba'arech, Masel Avois Elevoisacha. Let's see what our fathers, forefathers did to your forefathers. Mehem Tava B'mat Yam, there were some that were drowned in the sea. Mehem Harg B'cherev, there were some that were killed. Mehem Ban Machvenyan, some were put into the wall. I saw that the Mashah says that it wasn't that they could actually see what happened. This happened so many years before. Rather, the Mashah says that Mitzrayim had history books where all of this was recorded. Valdavazeh, regarding the fact that some Jewish children were built into the wall, Nenesh Moshe Rabbeinu, it caused that Moshe Rabbeinu should be punished. Shenemar, after Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paroi and requested that Klai Yisrael be taken out of Mitzrayim, so Paroi made a decree that they should no longer be given straw for bricks. But they still had to fill the same quota as they had to fulfill previously. And if somebody was not able to fulfill that quota, they would take his child and in the place of bricks. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Ben Chavala, the Avdin, V'lei Mishtachin, I feel bad about the people who no longer exist, but they are not V'dikin. Says the Chedush Ram, Chaval, there are tzaddikim that are lost from the world. V'loi, but the people who are not tzaddikim, unfortunately, mishtachin. What he was trying to say was that the world, unfortunately, no longer has the tzaddikim. What we have a lot in the world are people who are loy, people who are really not that special. And that was what Kadosh Baruch Hu was so upset about, that the world no longer, that the world is no longer inhabited by people who are, by people who are tzaddikim. And the Gemara explains itself. There were so many times that I revealed myself, El Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, Bekel Shakai. I just gave that name. They didn't ask question for Emily, and they never asked me Ma Shmecha. And Rashi explains that these tzaddikim that we lost, like we find these people, Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, that accepted whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the world doesn't have anymore. We don't have such great people anymore. Mati Avram, I told Avram, traverse all of Eretz Yisrael, the up and down, because I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael. Bikesh Makom LeKibsara, and then Sarah Mayinu passed away, and he couldn't find a place to bury her. V'loi Motza Achikona Ba'arba Meir Shekel Kesem, until he spent a small fortune. V'loi Hir Achim Adosa, he didn't ask questions. Amati LeYitzchok, live here and I will bless you. Bikish avodamayim lishtos, and then he was looking for some water. He had a fight over a simple well of water. I told Yaakov, the land that you're resting on, all of it will be yours. And Bikish Makal Mental Aloy, and he wanted to find a place to rest, to make his place to live. V'loi Motza Achikona B'Meik Sita. He had to spend a lot of money, as the Pasuk says. V'yikin as Chalkas Asada Shanot Hashem Aloy Miyab B'nei Chamar Avishchem B'Meik Sita. And all of these individuals, Loi Hirach Medoisai, didn't ask any questions. So of course, the Mefarshim asked the question, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did indeed promise to the others that they're going to get Eretz Yisrael, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that they're only going to get Eretz Yisrael after the time that they will be in Mitzrayim. They'll be Vinoy Som Arba Mei Shana. So what does the Gemara mean to say that they had a right to complain? They had no right to complain. It was not yet the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commitment was supposed to take place. So the Be'er Sheva explains that indeed they had no right to ask for all of Eretz Yisrael. But they could have said, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that we're going to get some of Eretz Yisrael. So at least we're going to get all of Eretz Yisrael. So yes, the time for getting all of Eretz Yisrael has not come. But aren't we deserving just a little piece that we should have now? But they didn't say anything. And they never asked me for my name. As soon as I reveal myself to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you asked my name. And then you said, after you did that, now you're complaining that you haven't saved us. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, you will have the schus to see what happens by Yitzis Mitzrayim. However, because of your behavior, how we will do battle with the 31 kings in Eretz Yisrael and ultimately receive Eretz Yisrael. So, of course, the Mefarshim asked the question. The Pasuk says, by the situation of the Mei Meriva, when Moshe Rabbeinu hit the stone instead of talking the stone, that's why he was punished not to go into Eretz Yisrael. But what he was saying, it came so much earlier. says the Be'er Sheva, the way to understand is that Moshe, what the Gemara means to say is this special schus to see how Klai Yisrael would prevail over the 31 kings, that Moshe Rabbeinu lost that opportunity. But that didn't mean that he wouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Only by the main Meriva was that what happened. The Mashal, however, says a different pshat. Yes, at this point, Moshe Rabbeinu was told that he's not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu thought, and it seems, according to the Mashal, not only did he think so, but he was correct in thinking so, that he will, if he's mispalel, he'll be able, through his tefillah, to change that and be able to get into Eretz Yisrael. And what happened now is that Moshe Rabbeinu, by the main Meriva, lost the power to be mispalel. He lost the power that through tefillah he could have that decree overturned. The pasuk says in the beginning of parasha Ve'era, and Rashi says Ve'era ela avis, and we don't understand what Rashi means. So the Sefer Tapuchi Chaim explains the Gemara that, as we just mentioned, by the Bris Beit Psarim, Yaakov Avram Avinu was told that his children will first have to suffer before they will get into Eretz Yisrael. And even though we are all the descendants of Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, and we know the pasuk says that Kerachim of Abonim, that there's a special relationship between a father and children. Then here the fathers, our forefathers, heard how we were going to suffer, but they said, this is what Hashem wants, and they accepted what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. And here, Moshe Rabbeinu, who is not our forefather, even though he's not our forefather, he was complaining when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said what he said, and not understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what is best. Why? So I saw that the Alter Fils Block explains that when somebody does something, when we human beings do something, we do good things, we do bad things. By a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no such a concept that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does bad things. Whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu does is good. And that was something that the Gemara is suggesting Moshe Rabbeinu was missing. The pasuk says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed by Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's told him the Shlosh Yesu Midas, and the pasuk says that what was Moshe Rabbeinu's reaction? V'yemah Moshe v'yikad arzo v'yishtachu. Ma'ra Moshe, so as the Gemara asks, the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw something, and asked the Gemara, what did he see? Says the Gemara, Chanina b'gam l'ayma, erich erpaim ura. He saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds back his anger. Rabban Amman, and Rabban say what Moshe Rabbeinu saw, that he saw emes ra, he saw the midah of emes of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ben Yehuda asked the question, what forces the Gemara to assume that Moshe Rabbeinu only saw one of the midas of Kadosh Baruch Hu? Maybe he saw all of the midas. So the Ben Yehuda says the fact that the pasuk says vayimahir, he did this so quickly, that means that there was something that caused that reaction. And the Gemara wants to know what was the thing that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that caused that incredible reaction. Tanakh Amar Erech Paim Ra. So there's a brisa that supports the opinion that he saw this midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds back his anger. The Tanya Kishala Moshe Lamoran. When Moshe went up to Shemayim, Matzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shiyosh V'Kosev, he found HaKadosh Baruch Hu writing in the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this characteristic of Erech Paim. Amal Fan Rabban Shalom, Erech Paim L'Tzadikim. Presumably, this midah that you have is only for Tzadikim. Amalai, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Aflu Rishoyim. I don't only have it for Tzadikim, I have it for Rishoyim as well. Amalai, and Moshe Rabbeinu's reaction was, Rishoyim Yavedu, if we're talking about Rishoyim, let the Rishoyim be destroyed, let them not exist. Amalai, Hashta Chazib Madim Baylech. You're going to see, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, that you're going to need this midah. Because Shishchot Yisrael, when the Klai saw the Avera of the Meraglim, and Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should be moicha them, Amalai, lo'kach matiloi. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Moichel Rishoyim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reaction was, didn't I previously tell you, Erech L'payim, and your reaction was that it should only be L'tzadikim, and I said, and I said it should be for everybody. But it wasn't your reaction. Indeed, my reaction was that it should only be for tzaddikim. But your reaction was afl rishoyim. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm asking that what you said should be happen. So the Taurus Chaim explains how do we understand this dialogue? He says, Moshe Rabbeinu thought that there will never be a time that all of Klal Yisrael will be Rishoyim. So he said, if there's only a part of Klal Yisrael that are Rishoyim, I ask you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you should eliminate those Rishoyim. But now he saw that there were so many Rishoyim in Klal Yisrael, and moreover, as I saw other Mefarshim explain, the Mashal says that it wasn't the first time they did an Aveira. This was the second time that they did the Aveira. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, I understand that I was wrong. We need to have Rachmanis from Kadosh Baruch Hu even under these situations. Says the Gemara, Rav Chana have a salt for Ozel, but da'agad the Bei Rabbi Bashila. Rav Chana was all walking up to the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Bashila, Shamalahu Yanuka, and he heard this young boy who was learning Torah D'Amma, Eidusecha Namna Ma'oid, and what is the previous pasuk says? Tfila l'moshe isha l'kim. So Rav Chaga's reaction was Shmamina erech rapayim ra. That Moshe Rabbeinu tfila l'moshe. What was Moshe Rabbeinu was thinking about always that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have rachmanis. The Ben Yoyada says, what is the point of telling us he was going up the steps? So he explains that presumably those steps weren't the greatest staircase. And still, as Rav Chaga was climbing the staircase, climbing the ladder, he never stopped thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, what does it mean, Erech Yomim? The Erech Yomim is connected to the Erech Apayim. How are we able to have Erech Yomim? How are we able to exist in a world that we live in, and that we live in when we do Averis? Erech Yomim? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is an Erech Apayim. Amar Abelazar, Amar Bechanin, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Liyo is a Torah B'Rosh called Tzadik V'Tzadik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be a crown on the head of every Tzadik. Shenemar, B'yom Hu Yashem Tzvokas L'Tera Tzvi L'Tzvir Tferes L'Sher Amoy. Mai L'Tera Tzvi L'Tzvir Tferes, says the Gemara, L'Oysim Ritzoynoi, those individuals who do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu want, U'mitzapim L'Yishuasoi, the word Tzvi means people who want to do what's right. Tzvira is the people that hope the Mashiach will come. Yochel kol, we would think that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be like that to everyone. Tamaloimer l'sher amoy, who will have that special treatment from a Kadosh Baruch Hu? L'mi shemeshim atzma l'sharayim, the person that acts in a modest way. That's that individual who acts in such a modest way, that is the person that will have a crown for his head. So the Sifrei Chacham explains, what does the crown of every head mean? A person who lives a life the way he's supposed to live, he has his moyach, he has his mind be have priority over his guf. And therefore, to indicate that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put a crown on the head and say, this person who lived the way, that way, that lived in a life that he put what is right and he thought about what's right over everybody else, that's the person that will have, that will receive the crown. The Baal HaTurim explains the Pasuk in Parshas Kisavai. The Pasuk says, L'sitcha elyon kol hagoyim, why do we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The fact that we have the ability and we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is what we should be proud of. And that's what the Gemara means to say, that we who praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our actions, and we who praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our tefillah, will be those individuals that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put crown on our head. Says the Gemara, L'ruach mishpat l'yoshev al mishpat l'gvura m'shivi m'chom m'sh'ora. L'ruach mishpat zeh haroides yitzroi. Somebody who prevails over z'yesa hara. L'yoshev al mishpat zeh dain hadon emes lamitoi. And often, Mefarshim explain what is the word din emes lamitoi. And the pshat is that many times there's a case. And we know that the Torah gives us rules how to paskin a shaila. We follow the Edom. And the Dayan hears the testimony of the Edom, but even after hearing the testimony of the Edom, he realizes there's something wrong here. And even though maybe technically he should be paskin like that, he only looks for the emes. L'gvura zemes gabi b'yitzroi, somebody who's able to overcome his yetzahara. Meshiva mecham zeshen noisv noisv mecham tishal Torah, somebody who's able to spend his days in the arguments of Torah. At Shara, Shemeshkivim Arivim Bevatik Nasius Bevatim Midrashas refers to the individuals who spend their lives Torah, learning Torah. Amamid, going early in the morning to shul, late at night. Amamid is a dental fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Banish Loilam, Manishtano Elu Me Elu. What makes the difference between these people who have a crown versus the other people who will not have a crown? Amalei. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu responds to Mitzadam. The Gam Elu B'Yayin Shogu B'Sheka Tohu Poka Pilea Ein Puka El Gehenim. People who spend their lives with frivolous things will end up in Gehenim. V'Leitema Senema, as the Pasuk says, V'Leitia Zos L'Puka Vein Plila Deyonim Shnama V'Nosan B'Plilim. The Deyonim who are involved in wine and don't take their responsibility seriously, those people will not have Gan Eden. So I saw that the Shem Shmuel says, what does Haroides Yitzroi mean? He says, Haroides Yitzroi, Mizgaba B'Yitzroi, means that there's a very powerful Yetzahara. The powerful Yetzahara that is being referred to here, he says, is the Yetzahara that tries to convince people that what is an Aveira is really a Mitzvah. And such in a person that has this challenge of being able to differentiate what is a mitzvah, that is the person that will be zoicha to olam haba. The Aruch HaNer says that meisim atzma kishrayim. Meisim atzma kishrayim means, as we said, a person who acts modestly. But he says when we speak of a modest person, there's two types of modesty. A person doesn't hold of himself as a great person, but he doesn't think of himself less than anyone else. And then there's another person that even though he may recognize that he has certain qualities and strengths and talents, he still considers himself less than anyone else. That, he explains, was what Moshe Rabbeinu thought about himself. Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, had to recognize who he was. But even though Moshe Rabbeinu recognized who he was, that still Moshe Rabbeinu understood that maybe a person with my talents and my gifts could even be greater. And that's why he was Meisim Atzmai Kishrayim. The Ben Yehuda says a very simple pshat. He says, Shirayim means the leftover on the table. He says that person who doesn't think that he really deserves anything, even the food that he gets to eat, he looks at that food that he gets as he deserves only shrayim. That is the person that is meisim atzma kishrayim. Demar also said that who is the person that gets this bracha? Meshiva mechama, elu shenoisim venoisim mechamta yishal Torah. And the Mashah explains, one way of learning Torah is that we have a shir every day, we learn at whatever time. But then there are people that devote their lives to Torah. And that's what Mechamta Shel Torah. The person doesn't just have set time for learning, but rather he spends whatever moment he can on learning Torah. And Rabbi Aaron Kotlin, the Mishnah Aaron, has a very similar pshat. He says that the Mechamta Shel Torah, when somebody goes to war, he obviously has to use everything in his ability to prevail in war. If somebody learns Torah, but he doesn't give all of his strength and doesn't give everything that he can to learning Torah, that isn't the Mechamta Shel Torah. Mechamta Shel Torah means somebody who gives all of his effort to learning Torah. And what does it mean? Mashkivim Arimim Bebatik Nasius Batim Midrashus. Shrashi explains those the word Shorish Shoyarim, the gatekeepers. There's a special bracha to the people who learn to not just learn Torah, but are the first ones in the Beis Medrash to learn Torah, and the last ones to leave the Beis Medrash to learn Torah. They are zoicha. Those individuals who live a life in such a fashion are zoicha to a special bracha. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Vamer b'yoyim ahu hinei alkenu zeh kivino lev yoshenu zeh Hashem kivino lev nagila v'nismecha b'yishuasai." And if we learn this pasuk, the pasuk seems to be very redundant. But the Tver Shloima explains that there are two people that are waiting for Mashiach. One is an individual who wants to get out of this terrible galus. But then there's a person that isn't concerned that the experience that we have now in galus is so terrible, I want to get out of it. My goal is that I want to have the Gula Shleima because I know it'll be a better world. It'll be a world of Kvod Shemayim. Zeh Hashem kivino lo nagila v'nismecha b'yishuasai. I wait for the Yeshuas Hashem to get out of this galus. But the pasuk says that is another level, and the pasuk continues. Zeh Hashem kivino lo nagila v'nismecha b'yishuasai. B'yishuasai. We're not concerned about our Yeshua. We're concerned about the Yeshuas Hashem. An individual who's concerned about the Kvod Shemayim, that person is the person that's Mesim Atzmek Yishrayim. He takes himself, he's not the person that's thinking about himself. He's thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the person that will be Zoycha B'mherib Yomeinu to have an Atara Baroishoy, to have a crown placed on his head. We begin the final Sugya Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach of our Masechta. And the sugya of Eir HaNidachos, where entire city started worshipping Avodah Zarah. And the reason, explains the Yad Ramah, why is it brought here? Because the Mishnah said before, Eileh HaNarogim HaRetzeach V'Anshe Eir HaNidachos, and the Gemara did teach us the halacha of Retzeach, and once we learned about a Retzeach, we learned our Mishnah that we began our perek with, that who are the people that don't have a share in Olam Haba, and Reitzchim, our murderers, are included in that group. And now we go back to explain about the Eir HaNidachos. So actually, Eir HaNidachos, the people of that city, Elam Chelek Olam Haba, they too won't have a share in Olam Haba. Shnema, the pasuk says, Yotza Anoshim Ne'al, Bikabechav Yedichu Es Yosh Ve'iram, and these people will not have a share in Olam Haba. But the din of Eir HaNidachos, that the halach of Eir HaNidachos is that the people of Eir HaNidachos are killed b'sayif, that the halach does apply achiyem edichacha until the people who convince them to worship Avodah Zarah are from that city, Moisa Eir or Moisa Shevet, from that city and from that Shevet. V'achiyodach ruba. And until most of the city began to worship Avodah Zarah. V'atshi yidichu anoshim. It has to be men who did this convincing. However, yidichu anoshim v'ktanim. If it was women or ktanim who did it, oy miutai. Oshudach miutai was only a small part of the city that got convinced to do Avodah Zarah. Oy medichah mechutzloi. Or if the people who did it don't live in that city, the people who did this convincing, Hareiluk Yechidim, there the halacha is that it's a Yochr who did avoid the Zara, and there the halacha is very different. By Eir HaNidachos, the Einish is Saif, but the money is destroyed, as we're going to learn. Whereas, by a Yochr that worships avoid the Zara, the Misa Skila, but the money that he has is the money they saved. Michas Chinuch says, Lamar keeps on teaching us that it has to be 50, that has to be roiv. What will be the halacha? He discusses it's going to be 50-50. So he says, if it's 50-50, it's still not roi. V'tzrichen, and we need, for every one of these people who are considered that they worship Avodah Zorah, we need to have shnei edim v'astral kolachat, two edim that saw him worship and Avodah Zorah, saw him worship Avodah Zorah, and that they received hasra. Says the Mishnah, as we just mentioned. Zem chayim b'yichidim merubim. This is where there's a difference where individual worships Avodah Zorah versus an entire city. Sheyichidim b'skila. If it's an individual who worships Avodah Zorah, the punishment is skila. Ulfikach b'mam and palot. But it doesn't apply to their financial assets. Hamerubim, if it's the entire city worships Avodah Zorah, their punishment is sayif. Ulfikach, and therefore the money is avad. So the Mefarshim tried to understand what is the logic behind this halacha. Says the Sefer Sanhedrin Tana. He says, when many people, when a whole city or rive of a city is worshipping Avodah Zorah, it's not necessarily that this person is a bad person. It's just that he lives in an environment of people who worship Avodah Zorah, and he gets caught up with all of them. And therefore, his punishment is not so severe. He's only chayif sayif. But as far as his mammon, that what caused him to live in such a city. Why would a person live in a city that people are worshiping Avodah Zorah? It must be because it's a great place to live financially. And since it's a great place to live financially, we see that this person was more concerned about his financial security than his spiritual security. And that's why he lived in such a city. And that's why his money, that was what drove him to live here, should be the reason that he should be punished. Whereas the person who was a yachid who did Avodah Zorah, the yachid who worshipped Avodah Zorah, he wasn't doing it because he was part of a community who was worshipping an Avodah Zorah. He's doing what he's doing because he wants to worship Avodah Zorah and has nothing to do with financial security. And therefore, he is punished for what he did, but his money is not, the money didn't do anything wrong, and that's why the money is not punished. The pasuk says, Hakasakas Yoshvi, here Azois Lefi Cheref. Says the Gemara, Yoshvei, it means people who are inhabitants of the city. So if you have a Chameres or a Gemelis, people who are coming as travelers on a donkey or on a camel, Hamecheres, Haivers Mimokam Mokam, and they go, they aren't living there, Hareilu Metzira Mesa. If most of the people in that city worship Avodah Zorah, and they are the minority that did not, so the halacha is that the city is in Hadachas. But if you'll have these people, and these people were in the city for 30 days, once they were in the city for 30 days, it's enough that they are considered part of the city, and therefore it won't be a city that majority worship Avodah Zorah, and that will save all of the people in the city. The assets that belong to tzaddikim that live in that city, ovdim, they get destroyed with all the other assets of the people in the city, even though those assets belong to tzaddikim. However, b'chutzalai, any assets outside of the city that are owned by such individual, platim, will be saved. Shel rishoyim, but assets that belong to rishoyim, bein shebetoichai, whether their assets that are in the city, or bein shebechutzalai, or they are assets that are outside of that city, they people are rishoyim, harei elu avudim, those assets are left to be destroyed. The pasuk says, "V'skol shlala tichbetz al toich rechava," that there was a town square, and that's where all the assets were brought. Says the Gemara, "Im ein lo rechav." Let's say this city doesn't have a town square. Oisin lo rechav. We make a town square. Hoisin rechava chutzloi. If the square is not in the middle of the city, then kaitzin oisin lo toichai. We make it be part of the city. Shlala, what's in the city is and belongs to private individuals, is burnt. but not something that belongs to Hegdish. And therefore, says the Mishnah, Mekan Amru, Hegdesh Sheba, anything that belongs to Hegdish that's in there in Dachas, Yiftu, should be redeemed. The Trumas, if there's Truma in the city, the Lochi is Yirkvu, it's left to spoil and then it's thrown out. And the Adrama explains what's the difference between Truma and Maisa Sheni. He says that Truma is Asa Lazarim, and therefore it has a higher level of Kedusha, and therefore we can't just burn it. Maisa Sheni, that everybody is allowed to eat the benefit from it, so therefore it doesn't have that level of Kedusha, and therefore it should be Maisa Sheni of a Kisvisha Yignasu has to be buried but not left with any Kedusha. Kala Hashem El Kecha. What does that mean? Amar Rav Shimon, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mata Oysen Dinam B'Eir and Didachas. If you will do what the Torah tells us to do with Didachas, Minit Malni Aleichem, I will consider it Ka Tamalim Oyle Kolo Lefonai. I will consider it as if you brought a carbon in front of me. And the Yaakov explains that just like a carbon oila is completely burnt and nobody has any benefit from that carbon oila, the same is supposed to be our action, our attitude to Inna Dachas. There should be no benefit from the Inna Dachas. V'hoistatel oilam, says the one, Loistasa Ganes Upadesim, we should not make that city into a garden, into fields, Divrei Rabbi Yosef Galili. Kiva Omer, we can't rebuild it to the way it was. To leave it a place for planting, that is acceptable. Says the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah mean? It calls man Rishayim Ba'olam. As long as we have Rishayim in the world, Charon Af Ba'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset. Whenever of the Rishayim in Ba'olam, when they are eliminated, the style Charon Af Ba'olam. The Pasuk says, regarding the Ir and the Dachas, the Pasuk uses the word Yotzev Noshem Neymi Almir Kebecha, V'yedichos Yosh V'irim Lema, Neilcha V'navda L'him Acherim Ashlo Yudatim. Yotzev, says the Gemara, from here we learn, Hein V'loy Shluchim. Not if they are Shluchim, the city doesn't become Ir and the Dachas. And the Chiddush is, that even though Ein Shliach L'dvar Veira, so the person who did it is not considered a shliach because you can't be considered a shliach with dvar avera. Still, at the end of the day, he's considered a shliach, and once he's considered a shliach, it doesn't make any dachas. The Mefarshim explained the way to understand the Gemara is that the meshaleach is from the city, and the shliach is not from the city. And as we learned in a Mishnah, if the person who convinced them to worship Avodah Zarah is not from the city, then the city doesn't become an Ir Nidachas. So we would think that since the Meshaleich is not from the city, the Meshaleich is from the city, and Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira, it should be considered like it was done from somebody in the city. The Mishnah teaches us that it's not considered, this is not the way it's going to be considered an Ir HaNidachas. Anoshim, Ein Anoshim Parks Mishnayim. You have to have at least two people who did this. Dover Acha, Anoshim, V'lo Anoshim, as we learned in the Mishnah, not women, Anoshim V'lo Ketanim, not children, B'nei Baal, Bonim, Sheparka Oil, Mitzavareim. These are people who have moved away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mikabecha, not a border city. So there's two ways of learning this Gemara I saw. One is that there's a halacha that the Torah says that a city that's on the border doesn't become an Inidachas. But then I saw a different pshat, that even though this city deserves to be an Inidachas, if it's on the border and it'll expose Klal Yisrael, and we don't want that to happen, and that's why that city can't become an Inidachas. Yosh ve'iran, v'lo yosh ve'ir acheres, that only if the people who are convincing them to worship Avodah Zarah live in that city, not if they come from another city. Lema, tzrichim, as we said, edim v'asra l'kol echad v'echad, that every one of them should have edim testifying that this is who they are.